Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Bitter Brown Fams. Before we begin, though, I want to give a huge shout out to our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfams, particularly Christian G, Evelyn P, and Cassandra G. Those are our BFF patrons. If you want to see this podcast continue, drop us a dollar over on Patreon. The link is in the description. That stuff really keeps this going. All right, let's go to the show. Let's do it live. All right, hello, hello, hello. It is Ruben coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And it's starting to get cold again here, which makes me really upset in Portland. After about 2 weeks of hot weather, it got pretty hot last week, and it's gonna rain this week. So, that shit sucks. Is El Paso still in play in the middle of summer?
It's 102 degrees right now.
Fuck, I need to move, girl.
No,
That
it's
sounds
gonna be like this for a
fantastic.
while. It's not fantastic.
I went to the lake on to the river on Saturday, and it was so gloomy for like the first hour. It was a bit miserable. Eventually it got super hot, but I sacrificed my phone in the process. My phone fell into the river. I scooped it out, so no fish is gonna get free, iPhone or whatever, but
Free
still,
nudes.
yeah, free nudes for real. I don't take enough of those. But yeah, what's been on your radar recently?
This whole Sydney Sweeney thing, I think, has just I've
Yeah.
seen I don't know how many different reels and videos and posts and tweets about it
For
that
folks who
like
don't know, what is the Sydney Sweeney deal?
Well, she kind of made like a, or she did do a campaign, an ad for American Eagle for jeans, which sounds like, okay, what's the issue here,
Yeah.
right? But then they kind of did like this play on words where like jeans is like jeans you inherit. And then she says she has great jeans. Her jeans are blue. And it's supposed to be a play on that, like the play on words. And it's just so like, what the fuck? Like, who approved this? Like, who thought this was a good idea? But apparently, a lot of they all thought it was a good idea, including her, because she said yes to this ad, right? So obviously, people are critiquing it for what it is, which is like this white supremacist fucking ad.
Like, how is it white supremacy? So somebody who like
Well,
does not
because
see it.
yeah, it's glor I wouldn't say glorifying, but it's if you're saying you are a white blonde woman with blue eyes saying that you have good genes and your genes are blue, you're essentially saying, white blue eyes. It's a little weird. It's fucking weird.
There's also like back in the day, like sangre azul or blue blood meant like you were like royalty, right? That you were pure of blood. So like it's also like it's a bunch of dog whistles like that, right? And dog whistles are like, things that you have to really be looking for them, and messaging that is on purpose. But still, like, toys a line between like plausibility and like, directness. And so when we call out things like, this white woman is saying she has good genes and that her genes are blue, it goes beyond like the basic read of, what she is selling, right? Which is, first and foremost, of course, they're selling genes. People are talking about this brand. Their stock went up after this commercial. But they're also like, every brand is not just selling you their product. They're selling you like an idea of who you are, right? So, as someone who's worked in marketing, like there's a bunch of like profiles of like who buys our shit or who do we want to buy our shit, right? And right now they're like targeting like a white conservative audience who agrees and who is a Sydney Sweeney's audience because she's been, this is not the first or last time she's been connected to like conservatism. There was just a few years ago where she posted pictures of her family party and a bunch of her family members were wearing like Blue Lives Matters gear and like MAGA hats and shit. And she was like, this, and then when she face feed whiplash for that, pushback against that, she was like, this is just my family, my family's party, please don't make it political. Happy birthday, mom. And I'm like, that's not a way to say no to things, right? Like, I remember when, you know, for all her flaws, you know, Taylor Swift was being uplifted as like an Aryan princess because, like, when she was a child, she hung out with like a dude that had like a Nazi shirt. And then like all those like 4chan little block spaces, she was like praised as this Aryan princess. And she, when she caught wind of that, she put out a statement against that, right? When Trump said like, you know, Taylor Swift is aligned with me, she put out like a statement about how she supports Kamala Harris all of a sudden. So this is not an accident on the side of Sydney Sweeney's team. This is an audience that they are catering to. And so that's something else that people have to like notice. Like, because it's not just about her, there's other celebrities that have made a pivot towards like conservatism pretty publicly. Like, most famously, like Gwen Stefani and her prayer app. There's Nicole Scherzinger, who just won a Tony, but was like asking for like links to buy like MAGA hats that praised God. So it's like this is on purpose, right? Because right now the people in power are the conservatives, so that's who they're like bowing to. That's where they think the money's at.
Yes, absolutely. There's like no excuse for it because, people love to defend their faves. I don't know who Sydney Sweeney's fans are. Well, I do. It's men, white people now, even more so from all the comments that I've been seeing. And like the fact that Donald Trump put a statement out, JD
Really?
Vance, yeah, today. But
Shut
like Ted
up.
Cruz had also put a statement out
What
about
are they
it.
saying?
JD Vance had said, like, this is why the Democrats lost. Hold on. They're like really trying to make it about, like, a lot of people are trying to make it about, you just hate her because she's a white woman and because she's pretty and you're jealous.
I saw like a bunch, I've seen a bunch before this even. They were like, the woke left hates Sydney Sweeney because she's a big tittied white woman.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard anybody hate on her, critique her maybe, but hate on her not until this moment, to be honest with you. Even when she did that like cringy like collaboration with like that soap company that's basically like dude wipes but for soap. It's like it's I think it's called like Sasquatch, or at least that's their logo, and it's like soap for men is their big thing. And recently this year they released a soap that was Sydney Sweeney's bath water. And I'm just like, okay, that's the audience you're targeting, like pervy little like neck beards.
So Trump, he tweeted this today, this morning, and it's very long, so I'm not gonna read all of it, but it says, Sydney Sweeney, a registered Republican, has the hottest ad out there. It's for American Eagle, and the jeans are flying off the shelves. Go get him, Sydney.
Oh my God.
On the other side of the ledger, Jaguar did a stupid and seriously woke advertisement that is a disaster. Shouldn't they have learned a lesson from Bud Light, which went woke and essentially destroyed in a short but very woke campaign the company? Like, that's like the other thing. Or he, yeah. And it ends with, or just look at woke singer Taylor Swift. Ever since I alerted the world as to what she was by saying on Truth that I can't stand her.
Nothing has happened to these companies or to Taylor Swift. Like, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's also this like the woke left. Or
If anything, people are not woke enough, girl. That's how we ended up here.
bring woke back.
Real. Maybe 2016 wokeness was onto something. Maybe those
We
infographics.
were wrong. I was
Yeah,
wrong about this.
maybe. Because shit's not popping right now. Although somebody said like that the pendulum's eventually gonna swing back the other way, and like we're gonna remember what these celebrities were doing during this time. And I already didn't tune in to like Sydney Sweeney was never like a selling point for me. Like I never watched Euphoria or anything. It seemed very traumatic, so I didn't engage it. But like
Someone did had pointed out on Twitter how she's got famous and is on this show about this black lesbian drug addict and her trans girlfriend, and this bitch is just out here being a fucking white supremacist Republican. Like, that's wild. Not, not like it's shocking or anything, but yeah.
I do wonder how the rest of her cast feels about this because like you have Zendaya and Hunter Schafer like as your castmates who like now that I'm saying it out loud like if it was just about like good genes like Zendaya is like widely known as like one of the most beautiful women currently existing like why not somebody like her right because and then once you explore things like that why wasn't it somebody else who's held like to a standard of beauty it's because that's not the messaging they wanted to se send right they were not talking about Black America they were talking specifically about white America, specifically the audience that Sydney Sweeney continues to cater to. And it's one thing, and yes, she's never been like, yeah, I support MAGA or whatever. But when you see this, like I brought up Taylor Swift earlier, because as soon as she saw that she was gaining this like following of like white supremacists, Taylor Swift put a stop to it because she's like, that's not my brand. But on the but now it's Sydney Sweeney. She's seeing this media frenzy about her, this like conservative support for her, and she's never said, no, that's not who I am. So until proven otherwise, you're catering to, you're coddling a certain public that apparently is representative of her as a public figure.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would have cared about this ad if it had just been a regular fucking ad. Like, no one would have cared. I've been like, okay, she's doing a Gina ad. Who cares? All right, whatever.
And the worrying thing about this is that it also follows like there's another like commercial that just came out about like some little famous twink from one of those little YA shows that's like all the rage. And he essentially talks about how like summer like is in his genes and he's loved by summer. And so we're seeing this like slow trend into this like subliminal messaging about like who has like good genetics, right? And I'm reminded of like Depression era advertising that would promote like items like food or furniture as like tough American like built strong just like you right it's in your genes like to have to be like a strong American be and what that was sending at the time is that like you were made to tough it out during the Great Depression right and so similarly we see this like confluence of like genes and recession marketing as like you're gonna make it through this buy our product. And so the dog whistles will eventually stop being dog whistles and, just be the actual advertising. If things don't get pushed back. And even then, with all this pushback, American Eagle still doubled down. They put out an official statement being like, we stand by this commercial, blah, blah. When just a few years ago, brands would have folded if there was any type of pushback against them. But now we're seeing, American Eagle and even Target stand by its like anti-DEI stuff, despite there being like a huge boycott against Target that has made their stock drop. So we're seeing them care a lot less about like diversity, equity, and inclusion in order to appease like Trump, right? Because another thing that just happened is that Trump rolled back DEI. If like it's illegal to have DEI in like any government related stuff. And so I don't know about how other countries or other counties are dealing with it, but Portland recently rolled back their DEI stuff in their official paperwork, and supposedly they're still going to respect and commit to diversity, equity, and inclusion, but it's just not going to be official. And that's terrifying because if it doesn't exist, then there's no reason to respect it. Because one day there's not going to be like a quote unquote good-willed mayor or governor or whatever who's going to try to stick by these morals. Eventually, we're going to get somebody conservative who's not going to want to abide by these things. And since there's no law forcing them to follow them, there's no reason for them to go abide by them. I'm also reminded about how in Idaho, they repealed back this DEI stuff like even before I think Trump was in office. And in Boise State University, they had to like they couldn't have like I don't even think they could have a women's center because Title IX was essentially affected. And so they had to rename everything. Like there was no like LGBT center, there was no women's center, and they just had to go about like health center that helps provide stuff for X and Y people. Like but that's always at risk of being rolled back even further. All that's to say that like the economy bows down to like dictators like that.
Yes.
Yeah, another space that I've been worried about has been like the online space. Like in the UK, they just passed a law supposedly to protect like children's safety on the internet, which essentially bans any like adult content from most sites. Most notably Twitter. Like people can't post like shirtless pics or things like that anymore without being like slapped with like a warning or not even being allowed to post it. And a lot of times folks have to like submit, not a lot of times, for a lot of these sites, people have to submit like a picture of their ID, like their full government ID, to access like YouTube, Twitter, and even Spotify. So in order to access like the most basic sites, like the government has to have all your full information. And that's scary for multiple reasons.
Yeah, that you said that that was in the UK,
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
but they've been trying to push something similar here in the US for like at least a decade now. With Sesta Fosta was trying to like ban porn and sites where sex workers would promote themselves. And they sounded the alarm like, hey, this is not just about us. Like, it'll eventually affect you because anything that's considered like immoral or too mature for kids gets banned. Like, the most immediate thing I can think of is like LGBT content. Like, even if it's just two people holding hands, that's deemed inappropriate in a lot of spaces. Like, it wasn't like until maybe a little under 20 years ago that, like, if something was an LGBT movie, for example, it would immediately be rated R, like no matter what the actual content of it was, right? And it wasn't until like a lot of change in these last 2 decades that that stopped being the thing, and that we eventually got like rated G, like stuff, Love, Simon and Heartstopper that would have been rated something else like PG-13 probably in past times or worse, but now can go into general audiences, right? So LGBT folks, we are still considered adult content in a lot of spaces, right? They still tell us like you're pushing your ideology on kids or whatever with drag. So nothing is stopping them from saying this cannot exist on the internet.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
On top of that, like having the government have all of your information, like already they take so much from our internet usage. They track us already so much. Now we're adding another layer of like everybody who owns these sites has like your actual full government information. It still hasn't gotten here, but I can't imagine just like logging into like my music app and have to prove that I am of age to like listen to explicit lyrics or whatever. Like that's censorship to the nth degree. And I am thinking also not only of like content, like regarding like adult content, but I'm also thinking about like how when we talk politics online, there's already certain words that are banned. Like you can't even really talk about Palestine online without having to do a bunch of bunch of coded words and stuff like that. Like you've gotten banned for a bunch of reasons already off the internet for like really random
They
shit.
won. They won. Or just like, I know like a few years ago, that update, there was like, I don't know what was an update, like on Instagram, where it was like, you have to put like, that it automatically was going to show you like less quote unquote political stuff. And then you have to go in there and opt out of it yourself. I don't know if you remember that. That was a few years ago,
Yeah,
but,
it still exists. You still have to opt into political
yeah.
content.
Or them deeming like certain videos, like this reel has been like flagged, right? Like for whatever. And it's just like a video of someone in Palestine,
Yeah.
right? Like, so they're already doing that.
Yeah, now they're just gonna legalize this banning, right? And I'm thinking also of like surveillance, right? Like if they have your full ID and say you run, like, and FemWaves for a long time was not necessarily connected to your face, right? And there's a lot of activist groups like that or accounts like that. And I'm thinking like they want to run anonymous like way, but now they're being forced to like reveal their full identity. That cuts what people can automatically say just by fear of like being found out.
Yeah, like you're a target now.
Yeah. But you also mentioned there was like a proposed Trump like health app that was trying to get our information.
This was posted like, let me see. I'm sorry, y'all. And this is just like an article from like last week that said the Trump administration was pushing an initiative for millions of Americans to upload personal health data to new apps run by private tech companies. So it's like, why? Like, what is the reason? But it's a new private health tracking system, and a lot of people are just gonna be like, okay, let me upload all my information onto this app. Like, no.
Yeah. And that's a way to get around like HIPAA, right? Like, which is like the health, like it basically HIPAA protects like all your private information so it can't be used against you, like in a court of law or, by the government funding and things like that, or to sell you things. But now, like through this proposed app, like HIPAA goes out the window and the government can do whatever they want with your health information. Most notably, like fuck over disabled people who are already being like whose services are already being defunded or who are limited in what they can get as is. Yeah. It's just, in essence, like podcasts like this under like these rules, like this wouldn't be able to exist. You're like, thank
I think
God.
about that all the time. I do. I do. It's frightening.
I do think about like getting targeted,
I
honestly.
think about that. And then I'm like, it's just us. Like, we're just this little podcast. But then I'm like, I
Yeah.
don't know.
I mean, if
I don't know with all
Hassan.
the shit I've seen this year so far. It's
Yeah.
terrifying.
I mean, with Hassan getting like detained this year, that was weird. Or recently, I don't remember if it was this year. Yeah, it was this year. That was weird. And he's like the biggest like leftist podcaster. But yeah, this podcast would essentially be no more or anything like it, really. So, and that's not even, God, that reminds me of like the other big thing that happened regarding like, media is that Trump cut funding to like the parent company of PBS and NPR. So those companies are essentially like, and the parent company ceased operations, which puts PBS and NPR in a state of like, they don't know where they're going to get money to continue running. And say what you want about PBS or NPR. Honestly, PBS is pretty untouchable. I think morally or like stylistically, like PBS has done nothing but good. And NPR is just pretentious, I guess, sometimes to some people, but it's still like public journalism, and it's still journalism that oftentimes like undermines like power, even just by reporting truth without putting any spin on it. And journalism and media and educational media particularly should be free, especially in a nation where like oftentimes preschool is even a fucking privilege for a lot of families. Sometimes the only way like your kids are gonna like make up for the educational gap is by watching PBS, Sesame Street, and all those things. Like, these things matter.
Yeah.
And you said you wanted to talk about Regina Spektor.
Not necessarily. I just think it was funny. Last time we recorded, like right after, I saw that she was getting like hackled, heckled, and then hackled at her show. And if you don't know, Regina Spektor, she's a singer. She's been around for a while. I used to listen to her a lot in high school. Not so much anymore. Like one of those artists that I really like Regina Spektor in high school. And then October 7th happened, and she just went. I guess she's always been a Zionist, obviously, but she was just posting like very like kind of like Amy Schumer status. Like Zionist, and I was like, wow, okay, so canceled, Regina Spektor canceled. But apparently, like some people went to her show, I think it was in Portland,
Yeah, it was in
I think she was
Portland.
in Portland, and they were, I think they were just like maybe shouting like Free Palestine or something. And she was like, you're just yelling at a Jew, like at a Jewish person, like okay, anyway.
But it's so Portland to like, well, first of all, there was no big protest outside of her concerts,
I'm
which,
like, why are you? Did you pay to go inside?
girl, that's what I was thinking.
It's
Like, you gave this woman money and then she kicked them out. So, like,
yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah, that was a little weird. Like, I would understand if you're like outside or you know what I mean?
yeah.
I guess, but I thought it was weird that they were inside. But I mean, okay, sure. They wanted to do that with their money.
Because like other people have been protested way harder for like less. And so I was surprised. I actually ended up at the venue where she was performing by chance because it's a pretty tiny venue too. Like To be honest, I've been to that venue like 3 or 4 times, and it's usually for like podcast recordings. Like one of my favorite podcasts, Welcome to Night Vale, does their shows there. And it's like that venue, I think 800 people max. I don't know. It's always a tiny fit. And then I saw like some indie punk bands there, like Shannon and the Clams and Hunks and His Punks. And it's tiny. So A, she had like a residency, a 2 day residency there. And I'm like, girl, broke that you can't book like a real big venue. And B, like, why are people showing up? As I thought like Portland was super like leftist, but apparently not. But I ended up at that venue because it's in a building that also houses like my favorite like rooftop bar, and my friends were in from out of town, so I took them there. And we got there as people were coming out of the show, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is definitely her audience. Like nothing but like middle-aged, like bougie looking, Stacey Lane Bryant, express shopping women, white women. And it was just funny to hear them talk. And the bar we went to, they were also trying to go to the bar upstairs with everyone else. But that bar is like, it's pretty diverse, I guess. So there was like a lot of Filipino folks, and then me and a bunch of my Latinx friends, and it was just so odd to see this like wave of like white people come into this space that was pretty diverse until they showed up in droves. But yeah, I do wish Portland, first of all, I don't even know if people knew, maybe, because I don't think those residency was even sold out. But I do wish that we'd shown up and like protested that. Yeah, but I just didn't know.
Another celebrity news, Justin Timberlake has Lyme disease. And I honestly feel like he said that because people were making fun of him for like the videos of him on tour where he's just like not singing at all.
I've seen the ones
he's
where
just
he's
like giving
barely,
it like 5%.
yeah, I've seen the one where he's like barely dancing.
Yeah, it's like he just put the microphone down and then told everybody else to sing the song. And I'm
Shut
like,
up.
who is at a Justin Timberlake concert in 2025? But whatever. And then shortly after all of that, he's like, I'm battling Lyme disease. Like, okay, buddy.
I like looked it up and I was like, isn't that something you get from ticks? And doesn't it just
You
go
take
away?
antibiotics for.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if anyone has ever had Lyme disease and it's more serious than that, I apologize. But from what I have researched online, it's not that serious.
That's what I thought. I was like, I guess maybe he didn't treat it the whole time and it got worse. I did read that like long-term like fatigue or something like that, like if you don't treat it on time. But if you are like this multimillionaire who like can just get the best treatment, why are you putting yourself through stupid shit like that? Like treat it as soon as you saw it. But whatever. Justice for Janet Jackson. Somebody said that like this was like
So
soft
if
law.
you have Lyme disease, like, and you take antibiotics, it's like, do you still say you have Lyme disease, like, forever? Because I'm, or is it like I had Lyme disease?
I don't know, but people are saying that this is like him soft launching going to rehab. Because remember, he got caught like under the influence, he got a DUI or something like that. Yeah. So could very well be that.
Anyway.
Yeah. Other than that, what has made you less bitter recently?
I don't know. I actually is gonna be a shout out to Daisy, who is a listener of ours, a friend, and I saw her on Saturday, and she was like, kind of just like, thank you for us for continuing to make these episodes and talking to me about it. And that made me feel less bitter. So sometimes I'm like, I don't know who's still listening to this or if anybody cares what we have to say or what I have to say. And I get in my head about it. So I appreciate that. to everyone who listens to us, but shout out to Daisy because she always tells me that every time I see her, and I really appreciate it. And on that note, I did want to just quickly say one thing that made me very bitter is that a friend of mine, her name is Solche, she got detained by ICE yesterday at the airport. She, had crossed TSA, and then they kind of approached her, and there's a video on it, and there is a GoFundMe that we will share, if you all can share, and if you are able to donate for her legal funds. But she has, like, the whole thing, is like she has a work authorization to be here, so it's like they shouldn't have stopped her. But at the same time, I don't necessarily want to focus on, like, no one should be held or detained, you know what I mean? But yeah, so that's has it's really shitty, to because she's a friend, but also she's a community member and a community organizer, not just here, but in Florida and other places that she's been, and she's always been, for community work and organizing. So I think right now it's like people need to rally behind her. So yeah, and this isn't an isolated incident. It's obviously happening everywhere. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your friend. Damn, that should have come at the top. But yeah, no, I mean, there's still 1,000 people who listen to us every week, and at the very least, I know that like you just talking about stuff makes people feel less lonely. And
Alone, which is
yeah.
what, yeah, because sometimes I guess it's me because I'm doing this podcast with you, but yeah, it does, like, when I think about, like, who else would I have these, like, some people don't have that outlet to have conversations in real life with other people or express, how they might be feeling, or even, I think to be like, oh, I feel that way, or like, I thought that same thing, or just not to feel lonely or isolated, I guess, especially right now.
Yeah. What made me less bitter? Going out to the river, even
Before you
though,
lost your phone.
yeah, if I lost my phone or my phone was destroyed, but I've been going out to nature a lot more this year, this summer. I even have like a national parks pass, for Oregon. So yeah, that's been great. And made me more bitter because I lost my phone to the elements. Yeah. And that's it for me. Thank you guys for joining us on another episode. And I'll see you next
Yes,
week.
we'll see you next week.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, before we go, I want to give a shout out to Fernando P, Selena P, Miranda E, Ronnie L, and Bianca G from our I Know Her Level Patreon. If you also want to get a shout out, feel free to support us on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. The link is in the description. All right, bye.